Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sal Capaccio.
I make a special carpaccio for your
ashes. Oh, now that sounds really good.
Oh, you like?
Hey, get away! Get away from my wife with that!
What's the matter, carpaccio no good?
What? What do you do now?
They don't like a carpaccio.
They like carpaccio.
Oh. On WGR.
I make a carpaccio for you.
Sports Radio 550.
Welcome back. A little more than 24 hours away from another Thursday game for the Bills. Bills at Patriots tomorrow night. Team has made the trip. Sal has too. How was it, Sal?
Very windy, very rocky flight.
Does that bother you?
Windy.
You're a
Buffalo,
grizzled veteran.
Windy throughout New York State, windy here in New England. and wet. Very, very rainy. I got really wet just walking basically down the steps of the plane to the bus to take us to the hotel. So hopefully and thankfully I think all of that is gonna be gone tomorrow because it is not very pleasant weather right now.
Are you a good flyer? By the way,
I am. What I don't like is I don't mind taking off. I'm not great at landing. I just kind of, you know, it's like one of the things I just kind of brace myself for. I'm fine at flying. I love flying. It's not a big deal for me. But the particular seat I had, I couldn't really see out the window. I was more in the middle, and that's not normal for me. So I kept finding myself looking to see when we were going to land because I don't like being surprised by the landing, if that makes sense.
Yeah. It's foggy. It's tough.
Yep.
Yep.
And the bumpy. I had a flight from New York to Boston once, so really short. But the entire thing was just like, you know, when you get like a rough patch on a flight, and you're like, man, I hope this doesn't last long. And thankfully, it often doesn't. This whole hour and 20 minutes, or hour, whatever it was, 40 minutes even, the whole thing was just like. Just bounced. It was the worst. Like, ruined my whole trip.
Oh, no.
I had a weekend in Boston, and I just never was right. I got off the plane. It was just a disaster.
You don't get to that cruising altitude that you need, right? You don't get to that 35,000 feet.
Right.
Bulldog and I have had these conversations many times off the air, because I'm not a great flyer either. I'm actually better when I'm up there. It's sort of the anticipation of it that can mess with me. But when I flew, I can't believe, really, that this actually happened, but when we went to Hawaii last year, the flight back was Maui to Dallas overnight. And it was like, what is that? 7.5 hours, I think it was. And we left at like 9 at night, Sal. So the whole thing, you know, it's a red eye. The whole thing's overnight. And everybody's asleep, right? Like, they turn all the lights off for a flight like that. 7.5 hours all through the night. And I never fall asleep. I mean, I just, it's been, when I was younger, I could, but I never fall asleep on planes. As I'm just sitting there, and I was just drawing all this power from, like, I'm doing this. Which, of course, it stimulated me. Like, I'm less chance of relaxing now. That's the dilemma for me, is to sort of take power from it and get into it, get excited, or just try to relax, and I can't ever find that balance. So then, I always want the maps, right? So I've got the map in front of me, the screen in front of me. When we get to the U.S. mainland, it's like halfway through the flight or a little more. And so that flight goes over Mexico, and it's so mountainous. And then here comes the turbulence, right? It's like, whatever, three in the morning, everybody's out, and the flight starts to just sort of bounce around a little bit. I'm like, bring it on. And that was the entire rest of the trip. It never calmed down after that. It was like 3 hours of just like, and I don't sweat like that, but I was just like, come on. And everybody else is just out. That's a memory I'll long have.
I think that though may have just, maybe that just kind of alleviated you for the rest of your life flying. Like, that's it now. It's over.
I think that way, too. Yeah. Like, when I went to Vegas this year, and when I got sort of distracted, I'm like, come on, Maui. I mean, just what a, it's not even halfway. Yep. So, yeah. All right. Well, you made it. The Bills made it. The game is getting closer here. No Deion Dawkins, the big one big development from today. What do you think? I think I probably asked you the same thing yesterday, but how do you see that, you know, affecting the game?
Yeah, obviously, you know, it's a challenge not having your franchise left tackle available against the number two team in the league in sacks per pass attempt, which is what the Patriots are. They have a very good pass rush, but that's led by Matthew Judon, who has 13, leads the league even more than Micah Parsons. He's really good, but I do think in this situation, as compared to last week when Dawkins went out in the middle of the game, they've had a week to prepare for this. They've had a week to have a game plan for this. They've had full practices. That wasn't the case last week. So, you know, what we'll see is, my guess, you know, Questenberry playing on the left side like he did last week when he came in. But, you know, we'll see when that happens tomorrow. He has played the left side before. That'll keep Spencer Brown at right tackle. And obviously with Mitch Morse returning to the lineup, that'll help as well. They're not shuffling two or three different people. It's only one. And the Bills, like I said, had a game plan, had time to put in a game plan to try and help them out if they have to and do some different things that'll kind of, you know, mitigate that a little bit.
Do you think the Patriots will move Judon around? I mean, you'd be maybe nuts not to, right? Because Brown can be exploited too on the right side by speed. So, you know, that may be something to keep an eye on. Like, if the Bills have a plan to help Questenberry, like, you know, a way to foil that if you're New England, is just move Judon all over the place.
Yeah, I think they do that anyway. I think they move him a little bit. That's part of the reason why I loved him. By the way, last year, free agency, I thought that was a, you know, that was a guy that I would love. I really thought he'd fit well with the Bills and how they can kind of use different pieces. He, to me, seemed like, actually, I think I compared him to, like, Lorenzo Alexander in a way that, you know, the Bills could use him in their defense. And I didn't think last year, it was a good year for him. I don't think it was what they expected from him last year in New England necessarily with the numbers, but he's doing it this year. And I think that's a big reason why, you know, that they'll move him around a little bit here and there. And that could very well be, you know, what they try to do tomorrow against the Bills. So that's a challenge. He's a challenge, but, you know, the Bills will have their own plan, and whether that's getting rid of the ball quickly, you know, helping out, chipping, whatever it is, keeping Max protected in, you know, they're going to have something they're going to have to do to make sure they slow him down.
Do you like
probably
a lot certain
of somethings, I would think, right? Probably a lot of somethings.
Yeah. Like, do you think there's a certain personnel formation or a certain angle that they should plan on, that you expect maybe them to lean on of their options there? Like, whether that's two tight ends or, I don't know, Reggie Gilliam, like, maybe that's overreacting to what this looks like. Or do you have to see the game sort of take shape first?
I'd rather go the other way. I'd rather spread them out. I think the Bills have, you know, an offense that they've consistently shown the last three times they played New England, really, maybe four times, that they have more athletes. They have more speed. And I don't think, you know, they aren't the fastest team on offense, but I think that they've shown that if you can spread out this New England Patriots team, you can have a lot of options. And that includes Josh Allen running. The Patriots have not done well with mobile quarterbacks. You spread out and you have more running lanes, that'll give Josh Allen, he can identify Matthew Judon. You know, it's, hey, if you don't block him, I know he's coming and where he's coming from, and either I have an option, I can run, I can do things like that. I don't think the Bills should play the game of reacting to and trying to reduce their offense down. I think that they should spread it out and try and let their guys win one-on-one, because I think they can do that against this team.
Works for
me. I know it sounds kind of insane, but, like, I wonder. And usually this stuff, maybe most often this stuff is just busted plays. But let Josh handle Judon. Like, he's gonna come. Let him run away from him,
100%.
Right? Like, juke him and run away, and then, you know, go find Gabe Davis.
Well, I guess it's kind of like a 2-on-1 in hockey, right, Bulldog? Where you have passer and the goalie has shooter, right? Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Is it the other way around? You know what I mean?
let
him handle it. You're right. I'll take the guy, right? I know where he's coming from. It's the same thing on a blitz. It's what a hot read is. If the quarterback sees a guy blitzing, that's his guy. He says, all right, I'm just going to replace you. You know, I'm going to throw it right there where you came from. He sees him coming. He can do that. I had some numbers I went through today. I went through and looked back because I know that the Patriots have struggled with some mobile quarterbacks, and they really have. If you go back to week 13 last year when the Bills came here to New England, and that was the day after Christmas, they last year, counting that game and then in the playoffs with Allen, since then, Allen 39 yards, Allen 64, Tua 38, Allen 66 in the playoffs, Lamar this year 107, Fields this year 82. Even Sam Ellinger, 839, and Zach Wilson, 26. I added it all up. It's over like 430 yards of offense rushing from quarterbacks in just those like seven contests, basically. So they've had some problems there, and I think the Bills need to take advantage of that, and that's one way to do it, which is, hey, you want to come after me? I'm going to have my athletic quarterback just beat you and then see who's home.
By the way, let's spend a little bit more on this. So we've seen firsthand what the value of a quarterback who can run, I mean, like Allen is a force, what that value is, what Lamar Jackson means, what Jalen Hurts means, what Justin Fields might mean in this league. You've got college guys now. Like, that's what I'm looking for. You know, if I hear about some Caleb Williams, USC, like, when I hear a name of a college guy, like, you got to see this. I know he can move. I know he's going to remind me of one of those. Mahomes, too. Like, he's going to remind me of one of those guys. Do you see that continuing as, like, the league, and we get to a point where, like, everybody is just going to need their quarterback to be able to run, or, like, much else about football where that sort of turns around and maybe somehow, I don't know right now why this would happen, but that it would be an advantage to have a guy play from the pocket?
It's a great question, Mike. You know me, I think football is cyclical, but I do think we're in an era now where, you know, you really have to have, you know, an athlete that can move around. I don't think you have to have a Josh Allen necessarily or a Justin Fields. I think you have to have somebody that can move around. Now, that said, I don't think, like, Tua is necessarily a bad he can't run at all. I think he can move a little bit. But if you can have receivers like that and you can just find ways to get it to those guys, that can help a lot as well. I do think that, you know, winning strictly from the pocket and just standing there as a statue is tougher to do. There's so many athletes on the other side of the ball. There's guys getting after the passer so much. But I think that that's what everybody's searching for. But here's the other thing. I think that's what we've created. You're going to see this coming up, as you just alluded to. High school quarterbacks are like this. You don't see many. Even 10, 15 years ago, you'd see so many more of these pocket passers in high school. It's all about athletes now. The high schools that want athletes. The colleges want athletes. Caleb Williams, actually, he actually does remind me of Patrick Mahomes in his mannerisms and the way he runs around. And I think he is clearly the number one pick in 2024. Like, teams are going to be tanking for him next year, maybe. Like, that's how good he could be. He reminds me of Mahomes when he runs. He's off structure in some of the things that he does. And Mahomes isn't Allen either, but he's a super good athlete. I think that that's kind of what you need. You got to have a guy that at least can move around and use 53 and a third yard sideline to sideline to do different things.
I feel like a page has been turned, not just by analysts and analytics, but within teams too, and impacted by them hiring, you know, people that focus on that part of the game. I think the threat of the injury, like the guy, you know, the ticking time bomb that the running quarterback idea in theory has been to a lot of old school football people, like the old school football people are they're either learning that they were wrong about that, or they're dying off. And you just got more and more people coming into the game that cut their teeth in high school and college, and that's the way the game is being played, and, like, that's it. Like, we're there. Now, I don't know, something unforeseen that at least to me, that I don't see coming could change it, but I don't think there's any going back.
I agree, because of the rules and what they've really started to do at the grassroots level. With the way the game is officiated, the way the game is played, and the physical nature of it. It just seems like now is, you know, it's more about having athletes running around, not as much hitting, not as much physicality. In a lot of ways, that's great. In a lot of ways, people don't like it. You know, there's no doubt about that. I'm glad you said that, though, because I think it needs to be said, because there are still a lot of people hanging on to that. And I do think that there's more and more people coming into the game that do see it that way and say, like, we just can't win like that anymore. It's just not the way it is. But there's also not as many guys to get like that anymore, to be quite honest with you. Like, everywhere you turn, you know, these quarterbacks that are coming out, first, second round picks, like, even the ones that are, you know, less mobile, they're still able to move. It's funny. It's not just that. I think about what Brandon Bean said of, it wasn't Brandon Bean. I'm sorry. It was Matthew Smiley, the Bills special teams coach. When we asked him about the holder and punters being holders, and he said, this is way back when the whole, you know, punting thing was going on, and even before, like, the Matariza situation, it was just during camp, I think, but he made a point to say even punters now are, like, really good athletes, right? And they could even be better athletes than the quarterbacks. And, you know, having someone who can do all that stuff, like, be a holder, be a punter, I just think we're seeing that around the board now. We're seeing all these different guys who can do so much and be such good athletes on both sides of the ball.
Data has a lot to do with it. I mean, how many times have you heard, oh, they don't, you don't want them to get hurt? And I think the yes. world kind of settled for that until more and more data just showed you, no, you don't have to worry about that. I mean, the risk of injury is actually no more, is no greater. Like, without that, it would be, we remember how it used to be. Like, it would be a tougher sell. The best part about it, I think we'd all say this, is how much more fun the sport is to watch with these guys, you know, like Allen and Mahomes and Jackson, Hurts too. Like, these guys, Fields taking off is just like that moment. This is what happened with Jackson with me and Fields for me. Like, that moment when that guy starts to go is just like, I'm breathless. you don't know what's before them. You don't know what they're seeing upfield. Is there going to be a safety right there? Is it wide open? Like, what is about to happen? Like, you know, when a running back gets going, a great running back. I just think it's so much fun this way.
Well, and real quick, I'm glad I actually kind of glossed over that point that you made, Bulldog, and what you just talked about, Mike, a little while ago with the injury part. Because, yeah, there are a lot of people who still say, well, if he runs, he's going to get hurt. Well, I mean, I don't know. I don't hear people saying that about Lamar Jackson that much, right? You say it about Josh Allen, you know how well he can throw, but, like, that's not true. You're right, Mike. The data has shown more quarterbacks get hurt in the pocket. Heck, Josh Allen got hurt in the pocket this year. He did not get hurt running. And when it happens, of course, if someone gets hurt running, here comes the crowd of, see, that's what happens with a running quarterback. But the fact is, most quarterback injuries now are occurring in the pocket and not from people running.
Von Miller being out talking about his hoping to be back by the Jet game, Sal. Where are you at on that, and also how he's talking about Odell Beckham and where that stands?
Well, let's start with the injury. I just think Von, by nature, always is. We know this. He's very optimistic. He's a very positive thinker. He actually likes to kind of speak things into existence, if you will. And that's what just the way he is. He's talked about how he's very big on visualization and having things kind of come to fruition the way he sees them, which is great, and he's optimistic. I think that, you know, he knows his own body, of course, better than anybody else. For him to say that, you know, it's not the worst news, it's not a torn ACL, I'm hoping to be back and by the Jets game, that's great. He also didn't necessarily guarantee it. I think he left the door open for, hey, we'll see how this goes, right? If you really listen to him, it's, you know, this is what he's planning on and hoping for, but there's no guarantees there. You know, we don't know what's going to happen when he puts on a brace and how he looks, or when he goes out there and he tries to cut off the knee, and you hope everything's going to go all right. But it is obviously really much more encouraging news than I think what a lot of us thought it would be when we saw him riding off on the card and then subsequently, you know, after the game on Thursday. As far as, and the Bills, as of today, they haven't put him on IR, by the way. They could do it by tomorrow. They do have until 4 p.m. tomorrow to make moves for tomorrow's game, by the way. And if the Bills felt he was going to be out longer than four games, they could do that. That hasn't happened yet, obviously. As far as Odell is concerned, look, I mean, this goes back to training camp when he was talking about Odell and the Rams game. Is that the Rams and Bills against each other for Odell? And now we just had the same thing with the Giants and Cowboys, right? So that's how long it's been going on. And he said something during the whole, you know, process of this Voncast and the Twitch stream about how everything he said, yep, I'm coming back, and everything we've planned for is still in front of us. So it tells me that this has been something that's truly been going on between him and Odell Beckham for quite a while. And as you guys know, I reported today, the Bills did create a lot. The Bills did create $2.5 million in salary cap space, or at least that's what they have now for the rest of the year, by restructuring Tre'Davious White's contract. Now, from my understanding, this was going to happen no matter what, and it makes sense. The Bills were down to literally the lowest amount in the league at $332K. That's not enough to get through the season. If they had another injury, another guy has to get signed, like, they just can't do it. So they had to create some room somewhere. However, it also doesn't rule them out of Odell Beckham, because now they actually do have some room if they want to try and sign him.
Right. It's been to me, like, as this has unfolded and we've gotten, you know, more reporting on it over the course of the season, I'm talking about, not necessarily recently. Like, I've gotten less optimistic about him coming here because of the potential for somebody, Dallas is who I would think of most, to give him more term, more money than, like, I expect the Bills to be willing to give him, and even that I'd be myself be willing to give him. Not that I have anything to say about it. So we'll see how that all goes. I mean, it's encouraging that he's coming here, you know, and hopefully they can figure something out that makes sense.
Yeah, and I also think the owner comes into play here, Jerry Jones in Dallas, who has been, you know, kind of pounding the table for it. He wants him, and he can envision him wearing the star and all that kind of stuff. Like, you know how much he wants him, and, you know, Jerry Jones is going to be aggressive to try and get him. I think it obviously comes down to what Odell wants financially. I think what he wants and might be looking for as far as his role is concerned. There's probably a lot of things at play here. There was some reporting going on that Odell doesn't just want to make it a stopover. He wants to stay right wherever he's going for a couple of years. And if that's the case, then I think that would help the Bills a little bit, because I think the Bills could at least find a way to structure a deal, give a couple void years or something, move some money around to say, look, we'll bring in here, we'll figure it out, we can give you a whatever deal. And maybe Dallas can do that too. Maybe the Giants could do that too. But I agree with you that it is still encouraging that he's coming here if you want him here. And it seems like it's down to three teams, and it seems like the Bills have always been in this mix. Ed Werder actually reported last week that even though he was going to visit the Giants.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Giants and Cowboys and had talked to these other teams. He made it clear, like, don't discount the Buffalo Bills.
No, that's words to live by. Thank you, Sal. We will talk at least once tomorrow, I'm sure.
All right, guys. You too. Thanks.
All right. Sal Capaccio on our Wester hotline, live from, did we find out where exactly he
New
is?
England.
New England, okay. It brought to you by New York's only outlet liquor. When you need to stock up, it's the place to buy a case. What's your outlet?
He could be in Ashland, Massachusetts.
Could be.
I like just not knowing. I like the uncertainty of it all, the mystery. 803-0550 for your calls. Sabres pregame at 6, Buffalo at Detroit. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
Yeah, very good defense, much like Coach Belichick has groomed there for years. Very good defense. They're stout in stopping the run. They do a lot of things in the back end with their in the various and multiple ways they play man coverage, and they've got a really good secondary. Obviously, McCourty's back there, and he's been back there for a long time, and just a veteran leader and plays a lot of good football back there, whether it's run game, pass game, extremely smart. You know, they've got a very good defense.
Sean McDermott. I was ready to apologize for being late, but that went on longer than I was expecting, and I wasn't late. I was going to say, sorry I'm late. I was placing bids on Zonovan Knight.
I don't even know what to do with you sometimes.
You know who that is? Probably the Jets starting running back this week.
Ooh-wee.
Probably.
All right.
Here's what I mean. Michael Carter injured. Mm-hmm. Doesn't have to miss, but ankle injury sounds like he might. Mm-hmm. Ty Johnson has been playing, sort of annoying. He's been playing in that backfield, but never going to be the three-down back. James Robinson, who they traded for, healthy scratch last week. Zonovan Knight played a lot. Mm-hmm. And I think that he might be in line for 15, 20 touches in this game. I don't have to be right, but that's what I was doing.
That's how the winning gets done.
Oh, yes.
That's what that is.
I owe you big.
Yeah,
Here, you want to have some real fun? You want to have some real fun? All these times, it was all a setup. I was not good. I was not actually late, but that's what I was doing.
Yeah,
it was all just needless.
Yeah,
let's have some real fun. Name the last 10 coaches to lose a playoff series to the Sabres. So, I thought of this question. I thought of this question on Monday, and I am using it now. I have not looked, and I tried this myself, and I think I have 8, but I don't have the answer yet. I want to hear you do it.
Wow. All right.
Because right now you're thinking, or maybe somebody listening is thinking, how far back will that go?
Right.
So let's see. Last 10 coaches to lose a playoff series to the Sabres.
All right. Was Brian Murray the Ottawa coach in 06?
I think so.
Okay.
The fight the next year?
Yep.
I think so.
Okay. So he's won. Who is the Ranger coach? It's not. No.
You want a hint? It's okay. I'll give you a hint if you want.
Sure.
Danny Gare's brother-in-law.
Rennie.
Tom Rennie.
Okay.
That's right, isn't it?
Yes, that is right. I can see him. Yep. I see him and Yager. Yes.
I was Tom Rennie for Halloween this year. It's funny you say you could see him because I went with that. Wore a suit and glasses.
That's the last series win, right?
That's right.
Okay.
Tom Rennie is the most recent coach to lose a playoff series to the Sabres.
First round that year is Ted Nolan.
Correct. Ted Nolan.
Islanders.
The second most recent. Ryan Murray is third.
Coached the Sabres after that. Again, yeah. The second stint. Holy cow.
I think all these guys have coached the Sabres after that.
All right. So I already had Murray. That's the last win in 06.
Mm-hmm.
This
is the only way to do it, is work backwards.
Yeah. Yeah. This is where it gets embarrassing that I'm stalling out on not remembering who they played in the first round in 06.
All right. It's okay. It's not supposed to be a breeze.
Oh, it's Philadelphia.
Yes.
So it's Hitch. Yeah.
Hitchcock. Yes.
Yeah, tell Lindy. Yeah,
yes.
Right. There's a lot of swearing there. Yes. Okay. All right. That's 06. Okay.
Now we got to go back a little more.
Right. To 2001?
Yes.
They lose to the Penguins. They beat the Flyers that year. That's the first round. I might need a second round in there somewhere. That's going to be who?
No, the Penguins series was
Penguins
the second round.
The second round. That's right. They lost the Penguins with a chance to get to the conference final. My apologies. The Flyer coach.
The Penguin coach was Ivan Hlinka, by the way.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you.
I got.
They didn't beat him.
You
so
take, no, he's not on the list. But you took that. You take that media elevator up, and there's a little closet at the arena just behind that. And I just looked one time. I just peeked into that closet, and Hlinka was standing there smoking a cigarette.
Nice.
You got to go somewhere. You can't just do anywhere
right.
You want anymore.
Sure. Yeah. Right. Yeah. The Flyer coach in that 0-1 series is who?
Okay, this one I got wrong. I'm looking now to check, and I got it wrong. This is good though.
Yeah. Could it be?
You're going to get
Murray's
it. You're
brother
get
Terry?
It. That's who I put, but no.
Oh.
You know what team he coaches? The 97 Flyers.
Okay.
Right?
Sure. I yes.
In the finals?
Yep. Okay.
Okay, no, yep. This is not. It's not him. I think this guy was the coach of the year. It's better.
Man.
It's better. He replaced Craig Ramsey this season.
Wayne Cashman.
No.
No. Okay. I really rushed that.
That was good, though. He did coach the Flyers in 97.
He did coach the Flyers somewhere. Okay, all right, good. Thank you.
Oh, look, Lamar Jackson, questionable. That's a surprise.
Weird. Illness?
Hip? Illness? I don't know. Not questionable necessarily, but
yeah.
Missed practice or something.
Questionable with homophobia.
All right. 0-1 Flyers. Famous player for the team.
Oh, Barber.
Bill Barber.
Bill Barber in that haircut. Yeah.
5 Sabres series wins ago.
Got a haircut with a flowbee, Bill Barber.
Bill Barber. 6.
That should be more respectful.
The Flobee? You want to respect the Flobee?
No, with Bill Barber.
Everybody should respect the Flobee.
I take.
Change your fantasy team.
It was
team
not
name.
A shot that needed to be made. Taken. Just not.
I had a nice conversation with him once.
Sure.
At the Spectrum.
Yeah.
He was the Phantoms coach when Tortorella was the Amherst coach.
I almost wanted to say I'm better than that, but I'm not. I think I'm showing that I'm not because I said it in the first place. I want to be better. I want to strive to be better. I'm recognizing that I shouldn't have said it, but I did, so I'm not better than that. I need to try to be better than
That's probably how Lamar Jackson feels.
Being hard on myself here. Yeah, maybe. Okay, so how many is that?
5.
5. Wow. And we're to 2001
already. We're going to 10.
Okay, so we got a 2000. They lose in the first round, go through the side of the net. Darcy loses his mind in the press box. So they don't win a round in 2000. So we're to 99.
We are.
So, okay, Quinn.
Pat Quinn is correct. That's 6.
Oh.
This one I'm pretty sure I'm right. I'm checking now.
I have not done this exercise in a while.
Okay.
Where I, because this is middle of the night, I can't stop thinking of 100 different things I have no control over, and I'm just, it's 3 in the morning, and I just got up to go to the bathroom because, well, that's what you do when you're my age. And I'm trying to get back to sleep, and I'm thinking about stuff, and it's driving me nuts, and I'll try to, who are the Super Bowl winners from the Bills forward? And I'll just do that. And I've done this with the Sabres. But 98, 99 sort of commingle like the early round stuff. So it's Pat Quinn in the conference final with the Leafs. The series before that is who? I don't know for sure. There's a Boston in there. There's Ottawa in there. There's Montreal in there in 98, 99. And, of course, Washington at the end of 98. But I don't know who's who. I need them all, really. We're only at 6 right now.
You need them all. Yep.
I think for the purposes of this show continuing to be as wildly entertaining as it has been all day, I think
just
I need to
just switch the power
aside.
Rankings.
Yeah.
You're to bail.
I'm gonna be flailing over here.
Okay. Quinn with the Leafs. It's Boston, and that's Pat Burns.
Young Joe Thornton's
Bruins in the second round, and that's Pat Burns. So that's 7 Sabre series wins ago. The series before that is Ottawa.
Okay.
That has to be Jacques Martin, doesn't it? The first round, that sweep in 99?
Yes.
That has to be Jacques Martin.
Yeah,
I haven't looked yet.
He was there for a long time. He's gone by 06, 07, but he was, I think it's got to be him.
Okay, so then you have 98. And that's Montreal, and I think that's Vigneault, but I haven't looked yet.
Okay.
Should I look?
Sure.
Yeah,
like Vigneault. I was gonna when I was starting to be on fumes there and give up. I wanted to say Vigneault somewhere.
It is Vigneault.
Okay. All right.
He's still in the league, right?
Where is he? He got replaced in New York.
He's not coaching right now.
I don't think he caught on anywhere after New York.
All right.
He got canned in New York, and so far nothing has come up.
So the Montreal series is 9 playoff series wins ago, and 10 would be the Flyers that year, and that's Roger Nielsen.
Okay.
Who replaced Cashman. Both of these series wins over the Flyers were years when the Flyers made a coaching change in the middle of the season. 11 would be Martin, right? Ottawa again.
In 97, sure, okay.
12. I know this is more than...
Yeah.
12 is going to be Mayday.
Holy cow.
Right? Oh, what is 12 Pittsburgh Penguins series wins ago? How long ago was 12 Pittsburgh Penguins series wins ago? It's like 2 years ago? Is that possible? Was it this year? 93 Bruins, Mayday is... Brian Sutter.
Jerry Cheevers.
He did coach the Bruins.
Yes, he did.
Brian Sutter. Yes.
I don't remember him. I don't remember a Sutter coaching the Bruins at all.
How about that? It happened. Yep. I've got record of it. Yep. And then the one more, just one more. 13 Sabre series wins ago is, okay, so if you grew up then.
Oh, my God, we're into 80.
You got to go 11 years prior, right?
Right, right. Oh, my God.
Bowman is out. It's the 82 playoffs when Sobe wins the two shutouts, right?
Sure.
Oh, come on, Mike.
Sure.
I clicked on the wrong thing. I do all my clicking left-handed when I'm working. It's a little tougher.
81, but maybe 81, 82, so that makes sense then.
It's 83.
What? Oh, so it was
83.
Yeah. Okay, 10 years from 83. Yeah, okay.
This is tough. I didn't have it.
Who was it?
Bob Berry.
But the team even.
Oh, sorry, Montreal.
Okay.
83, they sweep the Canadians. Three,
oh, you said
it was three straight.
The shutouts. Right.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I knew the shutouts were against Montreal. I just sort of blew past it. Yeah.
Okay. Bob Berry.
Bob Berry.
Never, ever would have remembered that.
Biggest regret on the whole list not getting is Pat Burns.
Yeah. Okay.
It's a legendary coach, and I should have remembered that.
Late great.
Yep.
Coach of my favorite Leaf team, Burns. Burns is my, like, Leaf coach in my mind is Pat Burns forever. 93. All right. Thanks for playing.
Man, that was fun. Thank you for...
Yep. You've suffered enough.
Thank you for asking me.
You've suffered enough with the Zonovan night talk and start sit questions. Let's have some real fun. That's what I said. Right. Last 10 or 13, as it happens, coaches to lose a playoff series to the Sabres. Sabres and Red Wings tonight. Lalonde is the name of the Red Wings coach, I believe, now, right? Anyway, you're breaking up. Mike Schopen and the Bulldog. Paul Hamilton coming up. This is WGR. Sabres pregame coming up. See the tweet about Russell Wilson's birthday party today.
Yeah, I can't avoid Broncos news.
I know. It's hard to avoid. The tweet was from Mike Kliss, who is a TV guy in Denver. I know the Draft Sharks guys have talked to Mike Kliss. Nine News, there it is.
Okay.
His tweet was, there's been some gossip about Russell Wilson standing in the locker room. Per source, Wilson's wife, Ciara, threw him a birthday party last night, and it looked like about half the team was there. That's the quote, on Players' Day off. And then he writes, why do people have to be so hurtful? It's an interesting way to frame that. Like, if it's, the whole football team is invited to a birthday party, like if someone doesn't go, is that rude? I mean, maybe. It wasn't a meeting. It wasn't like you have to be at this I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, people have lives. I mean, I don't know. Your kid's got a Christmas pageant or something.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thing, you're going to prioritize that over, you know, Russell Wilson's birthday party, probably.
Or even maybe just a rare night off. I don't know. Maybe it's there's a reason for putting it that way. Of course, all the messaging has been that there's this problem.
I have no problem. I don't think I need this birthday party. The birthday party thing doesn't – I don't know. Is half the team might be good. To get half the team at a birthday party on a Tuesday night might be respectable. So I'm not even sure that it fits with the narrative that they hate him.
You shouldn't need 90% to call it a success. And if it's about half the team, maybe it's 60%. Maybe it's 65. People are not good with probabilities. Somebody was looking around the room and estimating how many players were there. Probably not, you know, really counting. I don't need to defend Russell Wilson, I guess, but nobody is. Maybe I do. Maybe someone should.
Did you? We got a minute for something else. Did you?
Yes.
Are you aware of the Jack Edwards, Pat Maroon thing from last night?
Yes.
Did you see? This is old now. I don't know. I'm just seeing it. Jeremy retweeted it. I follow Scott Wheeler. Him commenting on it. I'm surprised I missed it, but during the show that happens. Maroon, for folks who don't know, Jack Edwards, the Bruins play-by-play man. And he went in on Maroon being fat, basically, during the flow of play last night. just worked it in, making fun of Pat Maroon for being overweight. And Maroon
is he overweight?
I don't know. I don't know.
He can't be like, dude. I'm overweight. He can't be like that. He's playing in the league.
Right, probably not. He's big. He's a big dude. Maroon is, today he tweeted, he's in support of those struggling with mental health, bullying, and body image. I'm making a $2,000 donation in the name of Jack Edwards to Tampa Bay Thrives, and I encourage Lightning and NHL fans to join me. And he sent the link out. Good for him.
Nice gesture.
Yeah.
Edwards then could get a tax credit if it's in his name, right?
Sure.
That's what he would do is take
then
tax
everybody
credit.
Wins.
Everybody wins. Yeah. That's a classy move by the player to not.
Yeah, I agree. He's not like any kind of my favorite or anything, but like good for him.
Maroon?
Yeah. I like him okay. I just, whatever. Three cups in a row.
Pretty good. Yeah. All right. I know Paul tweeted that or something about that story. We'll have Paul on as Sabres pregame comes your way next. Sabres at Red Wings tonight. Then the Avalanche are here tomorrow night. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.